Perek Ravi, the fourth chapter from the laws of Tefillin, of Maimonides Mishnah Torah, Halacha Aleph, Heicha Manichem Atfilin Shel Rosh, where do you place the head of Tefillin, Manichem Osam Al HaKodkod, they are to be placed on the cranium, on the skull, Shehu Sefer Seir, which is the end of the place where the hair grows, Shekeneged Aponim, but towards the face, V'hu HaMokim Shemocha Shel Tinek Reifes Bo, which is the place where the brain of a baby pulsates, and you should adjust them. They should be in the middle, the midpoint between the two eyes, and the knot at the back should be at the top part of the back of the neck, which is the end of the curve, the curvature of the skull, the cranium. Halacha beis v'shel yad, as for the hand tefillin, where do they go? Kosher esal smolei, you bind them onto your left hand, ala kiberus, on the place called the kiberus, the biceps muscle, v'hu, and which is habasar atefeach, the place where the flesh rises, shebamarpek, which is on the upper arm, shebein perik akosav, ben perik azreya, between the shoulder and the elbow, shenimso kishahum dabik marpeka letzalov, which means when you place your upper arm close to your ribs, tia tefillah keneged libe, then the tefillin come out opposite the on top of the facing the heart, and you therefore through this fulfill these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart. One who puts on the hand tefillin on the palm of his hand, or the head tefillin on mitzvah upon his forehead, this is the way of the Sadducees. One who makes his tefillin around like a knot, ain't by mitzvah kal, has no mitzvah whatsoever. Left-handed person should place the tefillin on his right hand, shehu smol shalei, which is his weaker hand, his sort of left. If he was ambidextrous, meniach osam b'smolei, he should put it on his left hand, shehu smol kaladam, which is the same, the left of everybody else. If he has shmur lamdum, the place of binding the tefillin, the place of the exact place of placing them, have been derived in an unbroken chain of tradition. Halacha dalat tefillah shereish. The head tefillin of ma'akeva shel yad does not exclude the wearing of the hand tefillin. Shel yad ain ma'akeva shel rosh. Neither does the hand exclude the wearing of the shel rosh. They should stay mitzvahs zulatzum, because there are two mitzvahs, each one independently. In other words, if someone could not put on the hand tefillin for any reason, he had a wound on his hand, and so on, he still puts on the head, by way of example. Raketim mevorchem al shel rosh. And how do you make a bracha on the shel rosh? Mevorach hashem, he makes the blessing hashem. Kachorim mitzvah tefillin al mitzvah tefillin, on the mitzvah tefillin. What bracha does he make on the hand? Who sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us to place the tefillin. Halacha hey b'med, what about morning? When are these things? When is this said that you have to make two brachas? Kishehaniach achas mehen, when you only put on one of them. Aval miniach shteihem, but if you're putting on the hand tefillin and the head tefillin, mevorach bracha achas, then you only make one bracha. For he, and that is lahaniach tefillin, to place the tefillin. For kosher shel yad, then you bind on the hand tefillin. V'achakach miniach shel rosh, and then afterwards you put on the head tefillin. And the one bracha goes for both. The kishu chelit, and when you take off the tefillin chelit shel rosh, you take off the head tefillin first. V'achakach chelit shel yad, and then afterwards you take off the hand tefillin. Halacha vav, misha birech lahaniach tefillin. Someone who made the bracha lahaniach tefillin, bekisha tefillin shel yad, and then wound on the tefillin of the hand. Also le saper, he's not allowed to talk, lafilo lahoshiv shalim, the rabbi, or even answer a greeting given by his master or his rav, achi yaniach shel rosh, until he has put on the head of tefillin. Vimsach, and if he did interrupt with speech, harezu aveir, this is a transgression, v'tzorek lavarech bracha shnia, and he now has to make the second bracha, mitzvah tefillin, the bracha on the mitzvah of tefillin. V'achakach meniach shel rosh, and after the making that second bracha, then he puts on the head tefillin. Halacha zayin, the tefillin calls mancha menicham, as long as every single time he puts them on in one day, mevarech aleim, you make another bracha on them. V'afilu chayitz v'levish kama pa'im bayim, even if you take them off and put them on a number of times by day. V'chol ha-mitzvahs kulam, and all mitzvahs, mevarech aleim, are to be blessed upon, the brachas to be made over them, kodem la'siyosan, before you do the mitzvah. L'tikach, therefore, tzarek levarech ala tefillah shel yad, you have to make a bracha on the hand tefillin, acha hanocha ala kiperus, after placing it upon the muscle, kodem kishirosan, before you actually tie it. Shekshirosan, Zuhi Asiyosan, for the binding of the tefillin. This is the doing of this mitzvah. Halacha cheska shecheratzon and tefillin hatznion bekeli. When a person takes off his tefillin to put them into a container, lo yaniach shel yad milamato, he should not put the hand tefillin down at the bottom of the container. V'sharosh milamailo, and the head tefillin on top of them. Mipneshi b'sharosh who writes in the lovesham, because when he will want to put them on, yivka b'sharosh tchila, he will come across the head tefillin first. V'nimtzan, it will come out shemenicha, that he puts them aside, emotzi shel yad, and then reaches in to take out the hand tefillin. V'she'en lo shem sh'rosh kodem sh'yad, because you do not put on the head tefillin before the hand tefillin. V'osa lo adam l'haniach mitzvah. It is prohibited for a person to put aside a mitzvah, v'laiv v'mimeno, and to go away from it, l'mitzvah acheres, to another mitzvah. Ela mitzvah sh'tovel l'yodah shel adam b'tchila, but a mitzvah that comes first to the hand of man, bo hu mayim misasik. This is the one he should preoccupy himself with. L'fikach, therefore, tzorech l'haniach sh'yad l'mayla, you should put the hand tefillin on top, that you should come across it first, v'yilbash al haseder, and you should be able to put the tefillin on within the correct sequence. Halacha tes, kedush sheichinu l'haniach bei tefillin, a container which was made to place the tefillin, v'hinichon bei, and you place the tefillin in one time at least, niskadesh, this container becomes sanctified, v'osel l'shtamash bei b'divrei chayil, you are now no longer to use this tefillin bag or whatever it is for mundane matters. Sheichinu v'lo yehiniach bei, if you prepared it for tefillin, but you never put the tefillin in yet even one time, or sheiniach bei aroi, or you looked around and you found a paper bag or some other bag to put in your tefillin temporarily, and you didn't prepare it for this thing. In either of these two cases, it did not become hallowed. It is mundane as it was, or profane, whichever word you prefer. But also, you're not allowed to hang up a tefillin, either by the straps or by the cube itself. But you are allowed to hang up the bag in which the tefillin lie. Halacha yud, zman hanochas tefillin by yoyim lebalayla. The time for wearing the tefillin is by day and not by night. Shneim as it is said, miyamim yomimo, you shall observe this statute. A literal translation is from year to year, but the word yomim is used from days to days, and so we learn that out as being days. Now it says, v'shamata, you shall keep as a chukah azayis, this statute. And so Maimonides says here, chukah zu, this chukah that's referred to, the statute is mitzvah tefillin. It's referring here to the mitzvah of tefillin. And similarly, Shabbos and Yom Tov, just like night, Einon Zman Tefillin, are not the time of Tefillin. Shneim as it is said, these Tefillin shall be for you as a sign. And Shabbos and Yom Tov are themselves a sign. And when is the proper time for putting them on? From until when? From the time in the dawn, in the morning, that you could see a friend that you know moderately well, about 4 amos distant, which is about 6 feet, and you recognize him. In other words, when the gloom of dusk has given way to the gloom of dawn, has lightened up sufficiently to recognize him, and you can wear the tefillin from then all day, until the sun sets. Someone who had put on the tefillin before the sun sets, and it became dark, even if the tefillin remained on him all night, it is permissible. But we do not give this halachic decision publicly. But rather, you teach the masses, you teach everybody, you should not put tefillin on, they should not wear tefillin by night, but they should take them off as soon as the sun sets. And someone who goes and puts on the ab initio, puts on the tefillin after the sun sets, over the he transgresses a negative commandment, you should guard, you should keep this statute, miyamim yomimo, from day to day, or that's not a literal translation, but we interpret it as being by the days, and I suppose with Shabbat, you shall guard, is a negative, has a negative side to it. Halacha yud beis. A person was on a journey, or tefillin baroshi, and his tefillin were on his head, the shakal of hachama, and the sun set. Now, I should mention that before we continue here, just to take one brief moment to mention that some of these laws may seem strange to you until you reach the end of Maimonides, where you see that it was the custom for people to wear tefillin all day long. It was not worn specifically for prayer. It was worn on the person the entire day. And that will put into context and into perspective and into understandable form all the halachas, all the laws, which are now going to be stated by Maimonides. Different things that you can or can't do with the tefillin in, and it'll make a lot of you wonder, you know, everybody's in the shul, in the synagogue, and praying with the tefillin on. What on earth does it have to do with eating, drinking, sleeping, etc., etc.? But now that I've given you this introduction, you will understand. This has been discontinued for various reasons which we cannot get into now for lack of time. This chapter is a long one. I hope to be able to finish it within the specified limit of this tape and program. So once again then, if a person was on a journey and the sun set, literally the translation is the sun set upon him, which means caught him, he was caught still on the journey when the sun set. The Kiddush Hayayim, and the day was sanctified. There's a debate here in the commentaries whether this should be part or should not be part of the manuscript. There's another manuscript in the Bodleian in Oxford which does not have this expression here, because it's an expression that's usually used for Shabbos, meaning that it turns Shabbos, and indeed the Rambam uses it in this way in the next line. But be as it may, even if some of the commentaries say it's perfectly okay, and it's simply an indication of sunset. At any rate, the Meniach Yod Aleihem, the person should put his hand over the tefillin until he magiya lebeis Hamedrash, until he reaches his house, v'cholitz, and then takes them off. Hoy Yoshev beis Hamedrash, if he was sitting in the study hall, tefillin beroshe, and his tefillin were on his head, v'kiddush olav hayom, and the sun set upon him, or as it was Friday and it became Shabbos, Meniach Yod Aleihem, he places his hand upon them until he magiya lebeis, until he gets to his house, v'cholitz, and takes them off. If yesh bayis samach l'chayma, and if there is a house similar as close to the wall of the city, where he can keep them, they can be fairly secure. Manichem Shom, he should leave them there. And if he didn't take off his tefillin after the sun set, because he had no place to keep them, and it comes out that they are on his head in order to guard them, mutu, it is permissible. Halacha Yud Gimel, Kol HaPotah Mikriyas Shema Potah Mitfilin. Everyone who is exempt from the obligation of reading the Shema is likewise exempt from the obligation of wearing tefillin. Kotan Shiyadei Lishma Tefilov, a youngster under the age of 13 who knows how to keep his tefillin in cleanliness. Obev Lekeach Le Tefillin, his father buys him tefillin Kedei Lechancha B'mitzvus in order to educate him to mitzvus. Chayil Miayim, when he was suffering from stomach complaint, V'chol Mishle Yochal Lishma is the Kovav, or anyone who cannot withhold himself from performing his hygienic needs at any time, Elabatzar, only with great distress, someone who's suffering from diarrhea, etc. Potter min hatfilin is exempt from the obligation of wearing tefillin. V'chol atmeim kulam chayavim betfilin b'kitahirim. However, all those who are spiritually impure, the various ritual impurities that are designated, they are all liable to wear with the obligation of tefillin, just like as if they were the tahirim. Mitzpire, one who is in pain, one whose mind is not composed and calm, potter min hatfilin is exempt from the tefillin, because one who wears tefillin, it is forbidden for him to take his attention away from them. Kohanim performing the service in the temple, and likewise the Levites when they sang the various songs on their Levitical platform in the Beis Hamikdash in the sanctuary in Jerusalem, and also the ordinary Jews, neither Kohanim nor Levim, who took their appointed places in the Beis Hamikdash, Peturim Minat Filim, out at that time exempt both from the Amidah, from the Shemone Esrei, and also from the obligation of wearing tefillin. Halacha Yudalit, Chayav Adam L'Mashmash B'Tefillah, a person is obligated to constantly feel and touch his tefillin, Kosman Sheim Olav, as long as they're on him, Shalei Asiach Daitim Mehem Afilu Rege Echad, because he shouldn't take his concentration or his mind away from them, even one moment. Shekedushosim Gedolim Mekedushas Atzitz, for the sanctity of the tefillin is greater even than the sanctity of the plate that was worn on the forehead of the high Kohen. Sha'atzitz ein bayal Hashem Echad, because the plate that was worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol only had one name of God, V'ilu Yesh Bahem, whereas in the tefillin there are Echad V'Yesrim Shem, Shel Yudkei, of 21 names of the tetragrammaton, the four-letter name of God, B'Shel Rosh, and that's just in the head tefillin, V'Komosim B'Shel Yad, and likewise the same number of names of God on the hand tefillin. And altogether, a rather impressive total, an awesome total of 42 haskaras or names. It shows you how careful we have to be. Halacha Tesvav, tefillin tzrichim guf naki. The tefillin require that a person should have a clean body. Yizoy should be careful. Shatetin menu ruach melamata, that no wind passes out of him from below. Kozman shem olav, as long as he's wearing the tefillin. The fikach therefore also lishon bahem. There you are therefore not allowed to sleep in them. Lo shinas keva, neither a fixed sleep. That is to say, when one goes to sleep at night, lo shinas roy, nor even to take a nap. Melam miniach aleim suder, unless you place the cloth over them. And there was his wife was not with him. Yosha mehem shina saroy, then he can take a nap. The ketzad who oisa, how should he do it? Meniach reisha ben birkat. He simply places his head between his knees for Yosha b'yoshin and sleeps in a sitting position. In other words, it's got to be just a temporary nap, putting your head down for a while, not stretching out. Halacha tazayin hoyut tefilav. If his tefillin were wound up and held in his hand, then you are allowed to sleep in the mafilu shinas keva, even to go to sleep at night. But you're not allowed to eat with them. No, I'm not saying but. This is a separate case. You are not a separate case. You're not allowed to eat with them. Only eat a snack. I will nicknas the suudas keva. But if you go into a fixed meal, chelson, you should take them off and you put them on the table. Actually, eat all until you have washed your hands for the bread, the ritual washing. Then afterwards you put on the tefillin again. Then you make the bracha over your food. You're making the bracha over the food while you are clothed in the tefillin, which is of course an admirable and good thing. Halacha Yud Zayin. How you lavish tefillin? A person was clothed in tefillin. Hutzak lebeis hakisei, and he finds that he needs to fulfill his sanitary needs. You should not leave the tefillin in the cracks and crevices in the walls which border the public domain, the street, the yikonis, and then go into the public lavatory. Because passers-by could take them. What should he do? Even if he only needs to urinate, he should take off his tefillin, four cubits, about 6 feet, away from the location of that lavatory, the goel alam, the big day, and he should roll it up into his clothing, kamin sefer Torah, just like you do with the sefer Torah, and you hold it in your right hand, connected libid, opposite the heart. But Yizor should be careful, that not even a strap, not even a single strap should stick out of his hand, and at least not a hand's breadth. Then he can enter the lavatory and fulfill his needs. And when he goes out, he then moves away 4 cubits from the location of the Beis HaKisei, and then he can put them on again. When do these laws apply to the Beis HaKisei HaKavua in a fixed public lavatory? When we are not afraid for droplets of the matter that is there, getting sprayed on him. But a temporary lavatory, just a wall, etc. These he should not go into. When they're open, when his tefillin are open. I missed the print over here. Even when they are rolled up in his garment, rather should take his tefillin off, and should give them to his friend the Shamron to guard them. The urine does not disappear into its place, even in a fixed Beis HaKisei, only when one sits. Or unless the earth was plowed up, then even when one stands, if it was in a place with hard ground, he should stand on a slope in order that the sparks should not fly on him. Halacha Yud Tes. A person was clothed in the tefillin, and he needed to fulfill his hygienic needs towards evening. He sees that it's almost at sunset, and when he will come out of there, he will not be able to put them on again. Then you should not go in the way that he mentioned 2 seasons ago, in using this method of rolling up in the garment. And not even to urinate in a fixed lavatory. The case of the Yasser, but how should he do it? Chelton, he should take them off of Manichem Bekelion, and he should put them into their container. If that container was at least a hand breadth long, which is about 4 inches, or even in a container She'emer Kelion, which is not specifically made as a container for the tefillin, afapi she'em beitefach. Even if it doesn't have the shear, the required length of a handbreadth. You see, if it's it is better if something is not designated as a vessel and you put it in it, it becomes a more effective covering. Whereas something which is the covering designated for the thing does not act as a shield, as a covering between unfit or unseemly circumstances, as we shall soon see. Then he can hold the bag or whichever container he is for the tefillin in his hand, the nichnas, and then he can go into this bathroom at sunset. And the same thing is if he needs to fulfill his hygienic needs at night, which means that when he will come out, he will no longer be able to put them on. Then he should put them in the container, and he can hold the container in his hand, the nichnas, and then he can go in and perform his needs. Law number 20. Shochach, a person forgot. Nichas the Beis HaKisei, and he entered the Beis HaKisei, the lavatory. Who lavished tefillin, and with his tefillin on him, and yachyode aleihem. He should put what he should do in this unpleasant circumstance. He should place his hand upon them. Ashiyigmer amud rishon, until he finishes the first amud. The yotze v'chayotze, then he comes out of there and takes them off. Then takes them off. Achakach nichlas v'yosetz rochem, and then afterwards he goes back into the bathroom. Im yafsek ba'amud rishon bein b'gdel and bein miktanim, because if he will interrupt in the amud rishon, whether it is whatever kind of sanitary needs he is fulfilling, that is dangerous, and it can come to various sicknesses, yesh pem sakana gedola, which have great danger, Maimonides says. And of course, Maimonides is the great physician and definitely believed upon us. Chafalaf, halacha chafalaf, law number 21. Shokach v'shimesh mitosi b'tfilin. A person forgot and participated in a matrimonial union with tfilin. Karei ze le'yoichas le'beretzuv le'biktita. If that happened, the person should not touch, not grasp with his hands, neither the strap of the tefillin, nor the box of the tefillin, the cube of the tefillin. Achiyita yodav until he has washed his hands. V'yitleim and dried them. Mipneshe yodayim askonies. Of a yitlim, I beg your pardon, and then he should take the tefillin. If Meshach Yadayim Askoni is because it is difficult to guard the hands. Kaf Beis. Hanichlas Beis HaMerchatz, if one enters a bathhouse, Maimonides distinguishes, discerns three areas. Mokim Shibane Adam Maimim Levushim. There is an antechamber where people stand fully clothed. Mutad Aniach Tefillin. There, a person can put his tefillin on. And again, I remind you the context in which this is said. We're not talking about a society or circumstances where people put on tefillin in order to pray. We're talking about a circumstances where people wear tefillin as they used to all day long. And therefore the question is, in which circumstances can they resume, can they replace their tefillin? And therefore this fits much better in with that perspective. The antechamber of the bathhouse there, where people standing fully clothed, you are allowed to put tefillin on. The second place where some people are clothed and some people are unclothed, you still do not have to take your tefillin off, but you should not put tefillin on initially in that place. And the place, finally, the bathhouse itself where everybody is standing naked, you must remove your tefillin. And of course, it is unnecessary to say that you do not, that you cannot put tefillin on. A person should not walk in the cemetery with a tefillin on his head. Even within four cubits of a dead person, or even within four cubits of a grave, you should take off his tefillin until he gets four amos distant, at least four amos distant, not, but within the four cubits, you should not put them on. Similarly, another improper circumstance, a person should not put on tefillin until he has covered himself, his lower parts, and clothed his, put on his clothes. The one who carries a burden on his head should take off his head tefillin until he has taken off the burden. You shouldn't even cover your head with a kerchief, sheyesh by tefillin, if you have tefillin on. But if whom it's not the al tefillin, but of course you can wear a hat or a turban or whatever it might be, which is a literal translation, because in this case tzeinif to wind the imid mitznefes, I believe would be a more accurate translation, to wind the turban or even to place a hat on the tefillin. This of course you are allowed to do, to wear your basic head covering. Halacha chov dalid be'ayis sheyesh by tefillin, a house that has in it tefillin or sefer Torah, or the house here means in the sense of a room. Or a sefer Torah. Also, l'shamash ben mitosei, a person is not allowed to participate in matrimonial union, achi yotzeim, until he takes them out of that room, oishi yanichem bekeli, or he places them in a container, v'yanich hakeli, and then he takes that container and he places it bekeli acher in a second container, she'einoi kelyon, which is not designated for that. If you put it in a box or a pitcher or something which was not designated as a container for the sefer Torah or for the tefillin, but if the second container was made specifically for the tefillin or the sefer Torah, then even if there are 10, one inside the other, they are only considered as one. And if you did leave them one vessel, one container inside another, you're even allowed to put it underneath your head, being between cushion and pillow, but not exactly opposite your head, in another part of the pillow, in order to guard them, even in matrimonial circumstances. Kedushas tefillin, kedushasim gedoy lohi. The sanctity of tefillin is very great. Shekol zman shatefillin bereishai, shel adam va'azreya, as long as the tefillin around the head of a person on his arm, who onav, he is humble by Yerushalayim and God-fearing, and he doesn't become attracted to frivolity and to idle gossip, and he doesn't think evil thoughts, but rather he turns his heart to words of truth and to justice. The person should therefore should make great endeavors, as I mentioned to you earlier, that the tefillin should be on him all day long, because that indeed is their mitzvah. They said about Rav Talmidoi Shel Rabbeinu HaKodesh, who was the pupil of our holy rabbi, which is a synonym, a euphemism for, not a euphemism, a title for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the compiler of the Mishnah, and his Talmud was Rav. They say about Rav Shekol Yom of all his days, one never saw him Shehovach Arba Amis, that he went even 4 cubits Beloy Torah, without studying Torah at the time, or beloy tzitzis, or without wearing tzitzis at the time, or beloy tefillin, or without wearing tefillin at the time. I presume, of course, that is, of course, on a weekday, not on the Shabbos or Yom Tov, obviously. Chavav, afa pishem mitzvosam, and again, I should mention that that this is no longer in effect, that for reasons which I cannot get into, we do not wear tefillin all day now. Chavav, afa pishem mitzvosam, the lovashim kol ayayim, even though the mitzvah is to wear the tefillin all day, b'shas tefillah yosim min hakoyel, the time of prayer, this is more so a mitzvah than any other time. Omru chachamim, the sages have said, kol akeru kriya shema b'lo tefillin, anyone who recites the kriya shema without tefillin, ki'ilu is as if meyid edus sheker ba'atmei, as if he is testifying false testimony about himself, because he says, Maimonides doesn't conclude this way here, but basically it is that he says, he talks about the mitzvah of tefillin in the Shema, and he says, these words which I command you this day, they should bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they should be as tefillin between your eyes, and he's not doing it. He's not fulfilling that which his mouth is saying. And anyone who does not wear tefillin over b'shmeinu asay transgresses 8 positive commandments. Because in 4 different portions of the Torah commanded us about the head tefillin and about the hand tefillin. And everyone who's habituated is used to wearing tefillin will have long days, lengthened days. As it is said, Hashem aleihem yichyu, literally means may God be with them and may they live long. And this is interpreted as when may God be with you, mean, and not literally, but when Hashem aleihem, when God is upon them. And this means when the name of God is upon them, which is a reference to the tefillin, then yichyu, then they will live long. And this brings us to a conclusion, to Perek Revi, the 4th chapter of the laws of tefillin. And this, in fact, concludes the laws which deal with tefillin. Perek Hamishi, the 5th perek of this section, will begin the laws of mezuzah.